Jack Daniel's whiskey at 1.5 is how the folks round here.
And welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour. Still to come on the program, calling him Steve Flowers and State Representative Matt Simpson. That's in the next hour, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Very excited to bring on my next guest. She has a book coming out tomorrow, titled Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. You know her from Fox News on Saturday nights. Judge Jeanine Pirro is on the line with us. Judge, how are you this morning?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for making time for us. Let's get right into it. First off, obviously the big news is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. What's yet to come, I think, is probably going to be the big story. What are your thoughts on that saga?
Well, you know, if you thought that this election was exciting enough, get ready for the real one. Look, the Democrats are dug in and refusing to recognize that the president has the right to nominate a candidate for the Supreme Court, and the Senate has the right to confirm it. And I want all your listeners to understand that the rest is nothing more than background noise. The Constitution gives the president that authority and gives the Senate that authority, and as long as Mitch McConnell is going to go forward with it, that's really the end of it. And I don't want to hear about, that they're going to impeach the president, that they're going to try to impeach Bill Barr, that they've got other arrows in their quiver, or that, you know, you're playing with fire. I mean, this is just classic left, and the lies and the threats that they've been engaged in since this Donald Trump became the 45th president. And that's why I wrote the book, Don't Lie to Me. I mean, it's the third in a trilogy of books, Liars, Leakers, Liberals, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, where I put some light to the lies and the truth to the lies of what they've been saying about President Trump. Even the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself said the president does not cease to be president at any point during the course of his presidency. And let me just say about Justice Ginsburg that, look, she was a woman of great consequence in life, and she will be of greater consequence in death, given the earthquake that's happening now around an appointment of her successor. The president has indicated it will be a woman. It will be an intelligent, accomplished woman who is already on the bench. And someone that we can certainly recognize as a strict constructionist, an originalist, someone who's not going to see the position of Supreme Court as the ability to become an activist judge and to make law. We're there, and I'm a former judge myself. The whole point of being a judge is to follow the law and precedent, not to make law. And that's what Ruth Bader Ginsburg was known for. And I have great respect for her. Don't misinterpret me. But when she wrote the opinion for the Lilly Ledbetter case for fair pay, she then worked with President Obama to get the law passed. Well, it really is supposed to work just the opposite. The law is passed, and then the court rules on it. But that's not what activist judges do. And although my hat is off to her we have to recognize that in the end, the point now is to find someone who respects the Constitution and respects the truth. And going forward, it's going to be rocky for the next 43 days, to say the least.
Well, tell me this, though. Republicans cannot afford to punt on this, not because... obviously you don't want to... You need to seize on this opportunity. That's what they're elected to do. But if they give in to some of these the weak kneed Republican caucus here and don't, you're going to have a lot of dispirited Republicans on November 3rd, I feel like.
Well, if the Republicans give in, and I don't think they will because you've got Mitch McConnell and you've got the president, but if you're referring to those senators who've indicated that they won't vote out of respect for who knows what, obviously not out of respect for the Constitution, it's not out of respect for the presidency. It's out of respect for their own race. That's what they're looking to cover, whether it's Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski, who is not running until 2022. There is no reason not to go forward. I mean, I'm looking at the Constitution right now. I mean, the president nomination, the Senate confirmed. I've been saying it a million times, and as Barack Obama, their leader, said, you know, elections have consequences. The Democrats chose to get rid of the filibuster when it relates to the Supreme Court. Now they got to deal with it. They can't change the rules. They cannot talk about fairness. The law is clear. It has nothing to do with fairness. And they'll talk about Merrick Garland. The reason Merrick Garland wasn't pushed by Obama was there was a Republican Senate, and he knew he wasn't going to get him passed. And so now they're just moaning again. This is what the left does. They lie to you. They lie about the pandemic. They lie about protests being peaceful. When I'm living right outside of New York, I work in New York City, these protests are anything but peaceful. So much so that the Attorney General has indicated he's naming New York City as an anarchist city. I mean, when they tell police to stand down, when the anarchists are looting and burning and emptying out stores, people are getting killed. Police are being funded by $1.5 billion. I mean, they're telling us, the left is telling us, I mean, think about this. Left is telling us, you know what? Stay in your basement. We'll open the borders. We'll defund the police. And we'll get rid of your guns. Well, that doesn't work for me. And it doesn't work for a lot of Americans. And they don't have that right. But the left, when Kamala Harris says, oh, the Constitution doesn't prevent her from confiscating your guns. Really? Think about what this is going to be. The president was right when he talked about a Trojan horse, that Joe Biden is nothing more than a Trojan horse for the left. And even Joe Biden, I mean, to the extent you can count on anything the man says, even Joe Biden talks about the Harris administration as though Kamala Harris is going to be the president. And even Kamala Harris talks about the Harris administration with Joe Biden. What is the game here? What is the goal? What are they not telling us? They lie to us. That's why I wrote, don't lie to me. And it's got hundreds of footnotes. So if you get in an argument with somebody, you can just look up those trusty footnotes and have facts behind our allegations.
Joined by Judge Jeanine Pirro, Fox News Channel. Her new book, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom, is out tomorrow. Judge, I think your book is very important right now. Americans have really lost, a lot of Americans have lost faith in our institutions. And look at our institutions, the news media, we could go down to this Hollywood, Wall Street, every aspect. We saw a lot of this during COVID that we're being lied to. And I think, you know, it's for political gain, but it's having an impact on society as well.
Well, you know, this is about raw political power. This isn't about one, about one democracy and another one arguing about something like procedure. These people are arguing about substance. And they want to turn this country into a socialist country. They hate capitalism. The pandemic was perfect for them. It was a trial run. Keep everybody locked up. Nobody goes out. And then give them a little money from the government. They'll learn to live on that. And that's what socialism is. Except this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not happy with that. This is where people come. I mean, people come to America, they risk dying by coming here. I mean, the way they come here in some cases, I don't have to tell you, is quite dangerous. And God forbid we try to send them back. A lot of them kick and scream because they want to be here. This is the greatest country on earth. And under Donald Trump, who supports the military, and I talk about this, I have one chapter on the military and all that he's done for it, and it's not just about money, and supports the police, and yet they want to get rid of him. So think about it. Why would they want to get rid of someone who supports the military and the police? Because they don't support the military and they don't support the police. And without law enforcement, without that thin blue line between, you know, America as it is and anarchy, we have barbarism. We have nothing. We have nothing. And I can tell you, someone living in New York, they come by you and they tell you to put a fist up for Black Lives Matter. And if you don't, you suffer the consequences. That's not the way this is. This isn't supposed to be this way. And so Don't Lie to Me is an important, I think, tome on what is going on in America and how you cannot count on what they're telling you. They've been lying to you since Donald Trump came down that staircase or escalator in Trump Tower. It's a sad commentary. It really is. I mean, it's disgusting.
You get the sense, though, when you watch these Democrats and watch what they talk about, the convention, for example, it's a referendum. They made it all a referendum on Trump. And, you know, you can't tell, is it A, because they don't, their policy ideas are so far out of the mainstream that they're really not eager to talk about that. Or could it be just perhaps they just don't have a very good pitch, man, and Joe Biden?
Well, look, I think that it certainly is. They hate Donald Trump. And, you know, maybe, you know, they want Joe Biden because they know that they can control him. Joe Biden, I mean, why can't Joe Biden put out a list of Supreme Court candidates that he would put forward to the American people? I haven't heard of it, and maybe he didn't get the memo from them yet. You know, maybe they haven't told him yet who he wants to pick, which is another sad commentary on, you know, when you look at him, it looks like, you know, he's got a caretaker with him at all times. This is about people who don't believe in what we believe in. And people who, you know, will say to Americans, don't take the vaccine, I'm sure it's not going to be good because I don't trust Donald Trump. I mean, maybe you don't want to take the vaccine for any one of a number of reasons. But for them to turn around and say, you know, that you don't, I don't support Donald Trump, Joe Biden says that, as a reason to not take the vaccine, are you suggesting that the president is doing something untoward with this vaccine? Are you suggesting that the president, who is one of the most capable businessmen in the country, because if you can do real estate in New York and deal with, you know, all of the unions and deal with all of the bidding and get everything done ahead of time and deal with the, you know, the city councils and know the business of building, I mean, this guy is pretty darn successful. And in the end, I think that they just hate him so much, they hate him more than they want to help the American people.
And we'll wrap it up kind of on this, on the defund the police movement. They thought that was a winner. We saw all summer all these protests. And then I would say about the time of the Kenosha incident, the left has started backing off of that. You don't see as much of that in the media. They're focused on other things. But Republicans really could really make some hay here by talking about law and order and being the party that's going to keep civil society intact.
Well, yeah, they certainly can. But remember, it was the left, you know, who were, they were absolutely indignant at the thought of law and order. And let me tell you, I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and an elected DA for over three decades. And, I mean, when President Trump or Donald Trump as a candidate talked about law and order in 2016, you know, it was music to my ears. I mean, I get it. I mean, it's my wheelhouse. But the left way back then said, no, we don't like that. He's too dictatorial. He's too Nazi-like. I mean, it was just lunacy. And, you know, now we realize why. They don't believe in law and order. For them, and I think it's Milwaukee. I think it's Milwaukee or Minneapolis. I'm not sure which one. They defund the police. And last week, they have a city council meeting where they want to know from the chief of police why crime is up. These people are stupid. They defund the police, and then they don't understand why crime is up. They want to know why the police aren't making arrests. Well, look, all over the country, they passed this so-called bail reform, which is nothing more than eliminating cash bail, which simply means the police arrest you. As soon as they finish the paperwork, you walk. You walk. The police officer goes home, you're going home too. So it's a game they're playing, and it's a very dangerous game in terms of the American people. And that's why gun purchases are up, body armor purchases are up in New York by 80%. We are frightened what these people are willing to do in the name of raw political power.
Judge Pirro, we thank you for your time. One time, give folks tell folks the book and where they ought to go look for it.
All right. It's Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. And tomorrow it goes on sale in bookstores everywhere, but you can get it today on Amazon. Again, it's the third in a trilogy of books of what's going on in our country. I'm tired of the lies. I think Americans are tired of the lies. And there are a whole bunch of footnotes in there. So you can explain exactly what you're talking about. I put truth to the lie. So I very much appreciate being on. Thank you for your courtesy.
Hey, Judge Pirro, the pleasure has been ours. Thanks for making time for us.
My pleasure, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Jeanine Pirro on the program. The book is Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. I'll go check it out. I need to make an announcement here. Get this from a texter. Can you please tell all sightseers, walkers, bike riders, in general, anyone else that doesn't have business in Point Clear to stay away? It's dangerous. Debris is piling up, making it hard when people are out, just pulling out to see when people are pulling in and out of their driveways there on Scenic 98. People are walking back and forth across the road and moving debris. So, as you might imagine, as cleanup is underway there, probably best not to go on a sightseeing excursion just to give room for people to get their orders back in, back together. So that's from a texter. Got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.